You're with Sonia Feldhoff on ABC Radio Adelaide, South Australia and Broken Hill.
Well, as we look to the east, we know that New South Wales is opening up today after being in lockdown for more than 100 days. And as we talk about borders further west opening up at some point, we don't really know whether it's weeks or months, to be honest, even though there's talk that it will be before Christmas. But the reality is that it's getting closer that we'll be opening up those borders. And you'll need to show, in some instances, your vaccination passport to perhaps do some of the things that you have done in the past. Have you got that? Have you been able to access that? Hank Yongan is General Manager of Services Australia. Hello, Hank.
Good afternoon.
Good to talk with you. What are some of the problems that some people are having with getting this vaccination passport proof?
Okay, well, of course, I'm going to start by saying that so far over 13 million Australians have been able to link their Medicare account to MyGov, and those numbers are growing astronomically every day. But there are two issues that sometimes cause a hiccup for people to do that link. So the first, let me just start by saying the first thing you need to do is make sure you have a MyGov account, and then you go to my.gov.au, which is the MyGov website. Now, where people have problems at that point is twofold. You then need to link MyGov to the Medicare service. Now, then you follow a couple of prompts which will ask you about your Medicare card number, details of your claiming history, and details of the bank account that you normally have your payments made to. Now, if you get any of those pieces of information wrong, then that can cause you a problem with the linking. If you're in that situation, the solution is simple. You ring us and we can provide you a linking code. And that linking code can be obtained by simply ringing 1-8-8-0-9. That'll be a one-off code to enable you to link MyGov to Medicare, and it will solve your problem.
Can I just ask for that number again? 1-800...
653...
Yep.
809. Now, this is a number worth remembering, okay?
Yeah.
The second area where some people are experiencing problems is if their names don't exactly match across a couple of services. For example, you may be registered with Tax with a middle initial, and you may be registered with Centrelink with a full middle name. That can also cause a problem in linking your accounts. Now, you can try and remedy that online. You go to MyGov, look for your personal details, you click on that, and it will enable you to update the information so that it's consistent. But again, if you don't feel confident about doing that, but you recognise that that's an area of concern, again, ring us on the number 1-800-653-809 and we'll help you resolve it.